What else is going on?
Time for What's Happening. What's
happening? Mentioned this earlier, Alex Murdoch, that lawyer in South Carolina with just a weird and twisted tale behind him, plans to ask a judge, or did ask a judge today, to grant bond for the client. He spent 5 nights in jail after his second arrest in about a month. If you remember, his wife and son were shot to death months ago in a killing that is still unsolved. $3.4 million of insurance money meant for the sons of his housekeeper was stolen by him, allegedly. He's been on the hopefully back end of a 20-year opioid addiction, and he paid some guy to try to kill him so that his remaining son would get a multi-million dollar life insurance
payout.
How
many movies will be written about this family? And those murders of the wife and the son still unsolved. Now, I just got to believe with a family this connected, going back 7 generations in the legal community there in South Carolina, that somebody knows something, and there's a huge cover-up that may be bigger than Alex Murdaugh going on.
Who's our big Southern law lawyer that wrote all the books, Time to Kill?
John Grisham.
John Grisham. Sounds like it could be a John Grisham book.
Yeah.
FBI agents have raided the home of Oleg Deripaska. Which may mean nothing. Let's just point out the fact that he is a huge Russian oligarch who has ties to Vladimir Putin. They're not saying exactly why, because the FBI is usually pretty tight-lipped about that sort of a thing.
His next-door neighbor is George Conway. George Conway, of course, the husband of former Trump senior counselor Kellyanne Conway, walked over to the house this afternoon to snap a photo of the law enforcement activity.
This is also, unfortunately for whoever, Deripaska is a longtime associate of Paul Manafort, the man of the ostrich jacket, if I'm not mistaken. It was an ostrich jacket or boots that Paul Manafort was known to.
I think boots.
Yeah. We talked earlier today, they're still trying to figure out the information about the American missionaries, and I guess one Canadian, but the North American missionaries who were kidnapped in Haiti. 17 members of this team were kidnapped, including 5 children. And now the gang of kidnappers is asking for $1 million a head.
A wave of kidnappings in Haiti. So far, there have been more kidnappings there this year than all of last year. And by far, there has been a protest strike that has shuttered businesses, schools, and public transportation because of these kidnappings.
This is a weird... I am forced to kind of remember some of the times that I was in Haiti. And one of the days... we were going to drive out to what used to be a Club Med on the island of Haiti. I mean, in the 50s, I think it was built. And to get through the main part of the capital city of Port-au-Prince, there were a couple of side streets you kind of had to know. And whoever was driving had to be pretty clear. They had to know these streets pretty well. There were multiple times where you would drive down a street and the street would be blocked by burning tires. And the whole point was, just like you would imagine, it's a gang-infested area. If you get stopped by a roadblock of burning tires and you don't turn around and get out of that neighborhood quick enough, you're gonna be robbed, or in this case, probably kidnapped. Just not the usual drive out to the beach that most people think of.
A gigantic sunfish was found tangled in tuna fishing nets in the Mediterranean.
Well, that's not a tuna. That's a sunfish.
Is
or
that
is
a
it
baby
a
baby whale?
Might be a baby whale.
Oh, my God. What
Jay?
The f*** is that, bro?
Oh, bro.
Jay, what the f*** is that?
Oh, I love that.
Should we save it? Should we sell it? Jay, the fish was 2 tons.
It's dead, man. That fish that you showed me this morning was ridiculous.
Oh, Jay, we got to help it, Jay.
It was almost, 9 meters? So it's like 11, 12 feet long.
Massive.
10 feet wide. It was the most disgusting blob of...
If you want to see a sunfish, a majestic sunfish, go to the Monterey Bay Aquarium. There is a beautiful, massive sunfish there. And they have sunfish stuffed animals.
I don't think I would like a sunfish stuffed animal. It's just not very fish-like. It doesn't even look like a fish. Just give me a good old, just like a king salmon or a rainbow trout or something like that.
The sunfish stuffed animal is very cute.
Fish.
It's very cute.
That, if you're going to go sunfish, you might as well go like a full-grown halibut, and then it just looks like a big bleh.
No, sunfish are very special.
Why?
because they're different. They're only made up of cartilage.
Jay, what the f*** is that?
76ers announced today that Ben Simmons has been suspended one game for conduct detrimental to the team. He will miss the season opener against the Pelicans tomorrow.
He just continues to be a problem. Like, he's not going to practice. He's not engaging. I don't know what the deal is.
He was fined $1.4 million for his absence from four preseason games. Levied numerous team fines for missed practices, the on-court workouts, and the meetings.
Doc Rivers apparently asked him to join a defensive drill today. He refuses. So Doc Rivers asks him again. He says no again. So then he says, you should go home. He dropped the ball and left. Maybe he just doesn't want to play defense.
God, the only thing worse is if he didn't get a vaccine. Could you imagine? Oh.
All right.
But the Lakers do start the season tonight. The Lakers start by hosting the Golden State Warriors.
All right. Well, this is a special time of year at Disneyland, isn't it? It's my favorite time of year at Disneyland because of all of the Halloween decorations. If you're a Halloween fan and a Disney fan, it is just... It is your Christmas morning.
It absolutely is. Halloween time back at Disneyland Resort. Right now, KFI wants to give you a chance to get in on that magic.
Happy Hauntings are returning to both Disney California Adventure Park and Disneyland Park with so much fiendish fun. It's a real scream now through October 31st.
Don't miss the Spellibration. Now, there's some offerings subject to capacity restrictions and change without notice, but we have a family four-pack of tickets for you to go to Disneyland.
What are you
Resort.
Thinking? Caller number six?
That is what I was thinking.
Awesome.
800.
520.
Yes.
1KFI.
Yes. 800-520-1534 is how you can win. Caller number six will pick up that four pack of tickets to Disneyland.
Coming up next, you guys made fun of me when I came back with stories about swamp ass on the road. And I feel validated.
Okay.
Vindicated.
First of all, you were never touching it, nor was anybody touching you.
I was touching my own.
Weirdo.
Well, you have to get through those games.
Have a chance for you to win $1,000. We'll tell you how. All of that coming up.